You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula.
In this podcast, we thought we might do another binaural panning from ear to ear, as your own dummy head, if you like. You can use one of those styrofoam dummy
places such as libraries. I recently took it on a trip with me to Brisbane, so I could record different sounds. My son has an aquarium and I wanted the sounds of the water flowing through. It's really easy to carry around. You can pop it in your handbag and it gives a great result.
I think you have to be careful about taking it through customs as or airport security, as I read somewhere where someone took it through and the airport security thought it was a taser of some sort because it actually looks a bit odd looking. So he almost missed his plane because he had to explain this taser, so-called taser that he had. So it might be worth taking a manual with you, just so you can show it to them if they do ask.
The beauty of it is it records really clear stereo sound, or you can plug in extra microphones to get a four-channel sound or a binaural sound.
Yeah, that's right. Some people think that the Zoom H4n can create binaural sound on its own, but that's not correct. It can only record stereo sound at the most. So, but the sound that it does record is excellent. It's very good quality for the money. So we love having it. It's a great device.
So the next set of microphones that we bought are Rode microphones. These are manufactured in Australia, but we found it was cheaper to purchase them in the States and have them shipped over. But we are really happy with the sound that these microphones give.
The reason we bought these ones was because they were marketed as the world's quietest microphones. So that's what we were after. We wanted sound with as little background noise as possible, so no humming or hissing sounds, and they are brilliant in that respect. Really, really good. We bought a matched pair, so they're two microphones that we use a lot of the time for our podcasts, or we use just to create extra vocal sounds for our ASMR videos.
We had bought cables recently, but the Rode microphones come with their own cable. It's a professional low noise microphone cable.
Yeah, it's worth getting good cables because everything about your microphone, from the microphone through to your recording device, will affect the sound. So the better the cables, the less likely you will have problems with your sound. So the other cables we bought originally are also low noise cables, so it's important to have that sort of cabling.
as yet.
Yeah, these ones aren't very inconspicuous, that's for sure. The Soundman microphones, you could actually pop them into your own ears because they look like earbuds and walk around, attach them to a Zoom H4N, and nobody would even know that you're recording sounds because it just looks like you have headphones in your ears. But this 3DO free space microphone, you can't really hide this one. It looks quite odd when you, if you were walking around with it.
The beauty of the free space microphone is you can attach a camera, so you can film and record at the same time.
That's right. That's why if you had the funds for this one, then definitely buy it, because it's perfect for ASMR. You've got the beautiful binaural sound, plus you can pop a camera in the middle of the ears and record yourself as you go. So it's the easiest option all round for creating ASMR videos. But this was actually the... this is the last one we bought, wasn't it?
No, the Yeti.
Oh, that's right. So the next one we bought was the Yeti, and I absolutely loved the Yeti. Not so much for the sound, although that's pretty good, but more for the ease of use. All you do is plug it into the back of the computer and away you go. It just records. So I've created a graded one video. I think it was a sound test for the Yeti, I'm not sure, but all I did was plug the Yeti into the back of the computer, open up GarageBand, I think I used, and the webcam, use the webcam on the Mac, and that was it. It just pressed record and away it went, and I had a recording, didn't have to edit anything. I just added a title to the video and put it up on YouTube.
The beauty of the Yeti is I can't get her out of the sound room. She wouldn't come in here very often before, but now it's so easy. She's often popping in here to make videos and to make recordings.
Yeah, that's right. It is so much easier to set up. So all of these other ones we got, the sound is amazing, but they can be difficult to set up. You have to plug them into the to a sort of an audio interface, because you can't plug them straight into a computer. So you have to do that and then have it all set up on the computer so that it knows it's there, and this can be a lot of work setting it up. But the Yeti is so simple, just really simple to use. Plug it in, and as long as you set it up on your computer, that it knows that that's your recording device. That's all you need to do. It's just really simple. So definitely one we would recommend for ASMR artists, especially since it's quite reasonably priced. It's about $120. That's the regular price, but you can get it a lot cheaper if you wait around, particularly on Amazon. We got it for about $85 on Amazon. That was on special, so well worth it. And you can get a better version, the Pro version, which has XLR inputs, so you can, if you don't want to put it in, use a USB plug to put it into your computer. You can get the XLR cables and plug them in to a Zoom H4N to record the sounds. So that's a difference between the regular and the Pro version. But otherwise, it's been a great device.
So that's that about covers, I think, all of our microphones. As we say, we really think the Yeti is great for those just starting out. Now, we record through a 24.
Before you go on, I just want to mention the Yeti too. The other benefit of that is that it has four different options, and if you see my Yeti video on YouTube, you'll see what I mean. But it has four different options that allows you to get various types of sounds, like stereo sound. You can get omnidirectional sound, so the sound sounds like it's coming from all parts of the room, and that's really good for ASMR because it creates an almost binaural sound. So, but those four different options are great. You just
happens if you use it. So we have the first two channels on the R24 that we use to record through the free space.
Yep, the R24 is actually a multi-track recorder, so it's also an audio interface, so it records sounds, but it can also act as an interface between the microphone and the computer. So for this free space, for instance, we have XLR cables that go in from the free space to the R24. They go into the back of the R24, and then there's a USB cable that goes from the R24 through to the Mac computer, and we're using Logic Pro to record the sound. So that's how we do that here. The phantom power, just in case you don't know what that is some microphones require power to work. They don't have their own power supply, so you need to plug them into something to give them that power. So the R24 has phantom power that allows that. You just sort of plug it into different options and you can get that phantom power. The Zoom H4N also has phantom power if you need it. So if you want to plug a microphone into that, and your microphone, if you find your microphone when you plug it into something doesn't work, oftentimes it's because you need phantom power to be enabled. So that's what phantom power is. But the Zoom R24 is a great device. It allows us to record up to 8 instruments in one go. So if we were a band, we could have a guitar going into there, and an electric keyboard, and a couple of microphones, and various other things, and record all those tracks. And then later on we can adjust each track individually, so we could up the volume on the guitar track and add an effect to the vocal and that sort of thing. And that's the beauty of this multi-track type of recording sort of thing. It just allows us to adjust sounds and EQ it various different tracks individually.
Okay, is anything more you want to say about that?
No.
Okay, getting set up for an ASMR artist is probably one of the more intricate parts of the sort of thing. It's very hard to find the correct setup to film as well as record at the same time. And we've tried very many configurations. So we bought some Hercules microphone stands, and we found that that's working quite well if we attach a GorillaPod tripod to it as well, so that we can get the camera situated so that it shows what's going on the table without all the cables and tripod stands in the way.
Yeah, filming is always the hardest with this, is getting everything, especially when you're doing things like unboxing videos where you want to have the video shown from above, for instance. So like Wanda said, we get that Gorilla microphone boom stand type thing and attach a Gorilla tripod to it, which is one of those bendy tripods. You can bend it in all sorts of shapes and so on, and all sorts of shapes. And then we attach the microphone and the camera to it, so the camera's facing down onto the table. And then we have to put a microphone near it somewhere, so it just gets all complicated. And each time I have to go back into the room and spend ages just trying to set it up in the right way for filming, because we only have one office or one sound room, we call it here, to play with. So, and it's not huge, so we can't have things set up on a permanent basis, because we need to use it for other things, like this podcast, for instance. We have it set up differently than we would if we were going to do an unboxing video. So each time it requires time to set it all up and work it and plug the cables in and get it all in whichever microphone we might be using at the time. So there is a lot of work involved. For our, I'm just trying to think for our video work. I know we're only talking about microphones, but we'll just quickly looks good, so it's a great camera just for photos, but also for the video. So also, when it comes to recording video with DSLR cameras, you are limited to, I think it's 12 minutes or 13 minutes or so on the Canon, depending on your SD card size, but once the 13 minutes is up, it just turns off. So if you wanted to make one longer, you have to cut and then set it all up again and then record again, so it can get annoying in that respect, which is why I love sometimes just using the webcam if I can get away with it, because it will just continue to record non-stop. So that's the beauty of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about it. I think we've spoken about everything we need to speak about in terms of our microphones. We would love to buy more, but I think we need to stop. I'm just one of those people that likes gadgets and wanted us to, so I like trying new things.
Yes, and you can never have enough microphones, I'm learning.
Yeah. If you've ever been on the microphone forums where the real audio guys get in there and they list how many microphones they have, it's amazing. They just want to go from one to the next, and I think you get caught up in it and just want to keep buying. But our recommendations for anyone with ASMR, if you're just starting out and you have limited funds but want a really good microphone, go with the Yeti. And if you have a few more funds above that, then we suggest the 3DO FreeSpace Pro or the Soundman binaural microphones for that binaural effect. So both of those are binaural. So yeah, I think that's it then. Okay.
Alright, I think that's all. We've covered everything that we have. I'm sure we'll be doing another one of these in the future with the new ones that we purchase in the meantime. So that's it from us for now. Bye.